relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
For example, in Libya, we should be opening up the passes to be able to go through and provide food assistance and economic vital assistance to a population that's in real trouble. I think I'm going to try very much hard to. It is, and by the way, there's places where I shouldn't be starting off and negotiating in public here, but let me say it this way. Russia has engaged in activities which are, we believe, are contrary to international norms, but they have also bitten off some real problems they're going to have trouble chewing on. And, for example, the rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there. And as long as they're there without the ability to bring about some order in the region, and you can't do that very well without providing for the basic economic needs of people. So I'm hopeful that we can find an accommodation that where we can save the lives of people in, for example, in Libya,
Lord, preserve us. Saints above, help us. That is the man who bears the title of President of the United States. I'd like to play that again, but I won't, because I don't want to ruin your Monday. Welcome, dear friends, to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. Just a little word for those who were watching on video. What is it with Cornwall? I love Cornwall. I love Cornish pasties. And that little backdrop with the word Cornwall written in, I must have been like 14 font. It was tiny. Come on. When is the next time you're going to have an international summit in the tip, the bottom of the boot of England? Come on, guys, show a little bit of pride, even if you've got sleepy creepy. My wife said I shouldn't call him naughty names, but he is. He's creepy and he's sleepy. Is that an insult or just a statement of fact? Happy birthday to the 45th president of the United States, my old boss, Donald Trump, a man who was fit to serve as president, unlike Joe Biden, and is fit to serve again. He may be 75 years old, but I saw him last week, and he was as fit as a fiddle, raring to go. Can't wait for the rallies to start again. Have you subscribed to 45office.com? Because he's not going anywhere, and he is the king maker. I want to thank all of you. It is the last day. It is the President of the United States, the 45th President of the United States' birthday. It is Flag Day, and we will discuss that in a second. But also, it is the last day of our Angel Tree appeal for children, for the millions of children who are without a mother or father or both because they are in prison. You have already sent more than 160 children to that Christian summer camp just on this show alone. Can we get it to 200 by the end of the day? It's the last day. If you wanted to contribute, if you haven't, will you do it right now? Go to my webpage, sebgorkum.com. Make a donation in any amount. But $200 pays for a girl or a boy to go to the summer camp for a whole week, to get out of that awful environment where they feel shame, they feel alone, and where they can study with their friends, the gospel, where they can have fun, make new friends, and feel innocent again the way they should. Call 888-206-2794 to make your donation. $1,000 would be 5 children. Will you do that? Will you do that? $400 is 2 children. Whatever you can do. 888-206-2794 or sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner at the very top. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. Okay, Paul Harvey. You love Paul Harvey. I know he is sorely missed, and we should revisit him much more often than we do. And he told a fabulous story in relation to World War II and the Stars and Stripes. We're going to play it to you on today, Flag Day.
The rest of the story. Blanche Jensen, 72. Homeless except for the refuge of a farmhouse near the German village of Ziegendorf. February 1945, the beginning of the end of Germany in the Second World War, and the Russians are coming. The Russians are swarming through the German countryside, looting homes, brutalizing villagers and farm families, and yet the farmhouse where the widow Jensen has sought refuge will be spared the rampaging victors. For what awaits any Russian soldiers who might happen to pass by is what you might call a scarecrow. A scarecrow sewn together by Blanche Jensen. You see, Mrs. Jensen and her physician husband were American citizens. They were living in the German city of Dresden. Dr. Jensen died during the war. Blanche was elderly and alone when Dresden burst into flames. Not even the Nazis, the masters of the inconceivable, not even they could conceive of an Allied air attack on that glorious city, defenseless, tactically irrelevant. Dresden had been known for centuries as a world capital of elegance, a showplace of priceless art treasures, splendid architecture, not to mention the birthplace of some of the world's finest and most famous china. And then in February 1945, the unimaginable became a reality. The Allies descended from the skies and Dresden died, a death at once incredibly swift and agonizingly slow. 1,200 British and American bombers, 14 hours, 1,600 acres engulfed in a fiery hurricane, 75,000 homes destroyed, an estimated 135,000 lives lost, twice as many as died at Hiroshima, and yet many more were not lucky enough to die. In the streets, the mutilated living cried out, begging their fleeing neighbors to shoot them. Rescue vehicles bound for the countryside refused to accept any animal, no matter how small, and so hundreds of beloved pets were put to death so that their masters might be spared. It was on one such rescue vehicle that 72-year-old Blanche Jensen was transported to safety after 48 hours of huddling in the ruins of Dresden. Yet the remote farmhouse to which she came was almost as vulnerable as that marvelous city had been. So how is it recorded that Mrs. Jensen survived the war and the aftermath, and then returned to the United States? Well, Mrs. Jensen made a scarecrow. She sewed it together from the clothing of fellow refugees, one woman's flannel nightgown, another woman's apron, and the scarecrow worked. It kept at bay the notorious victorious Russians, who otherwise would surely have ransacked the farmhouse and perhaps worse. In fact, the farmhouse where Mrs. Jansen stayed developed such a reputation for security that soon the families from neighboring farms were beseeching Blanche to safekeep their most valued possessions. The homemade scarecrow was spared also. It was handed down to Blanche's daughter, who now prizes it above all that she has. And maybe it is a special prize on this particular day, today. You see, what the resourceful Mrs. Jansen had manufactured on an old treadle sewing machine from a despised red Nazi banner and a white flannel nightgown and a blue kitchen apron, and then displayed above her farmhouse door, was Old Glory. That's right, the American flag. Now you know the rest of the story.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. Rest in peace. That is the power of the Stars and Stripes. That is what it means. It means America. It means don't mess with the greatest nation on God's earth. That's what kept that woman safe from the marauding Soviet troops. And that's the flag that quote-unquote sportsmen refuse to respect. That is the flag that some American citizens think it is okay to burn. Well, not here, not on America First. We stand for the flag and we salute the values it enshrines. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief, only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Hey, Shad, have I even told them who's coming on the show?
Not yet.
Wow.
Why not do it now?
I'll do it right now, because it's live radio. We're going to have for the whole second hour, guys, MTG. Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio, because that's how we roll here on America First. We're going to have John Sullivan. We're going to have an amazing pastor who's declared war on critical race theory in our churches. And the latest update from Todd Benzeman on terrorism and infiltration across the southern border. I think we might get MTG to take some of your calls as well. But I'll take your calls anytime. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. So excited to have her in studio. But first, can I recruit you for a special operation? You know that sleepy, creepy Biden has declared war on small business owners across America. In his first 3 months, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. His $2 trillion quote-unquote infrastructure plan is in fact a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He wants to raise the minimum wage, and the Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners as well. But there's a group that's fighting hard against Biden's plans. And it is, of course, the Job Creators Network. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their small business advocacy and advisor program. And that could be you. They'll train you up, help with op-eds in local papers and TV appearances on local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and fighter for small businesses across the nation. Please check them out today. If you own a small business, if you want to join the fight, it's joinjcn.com. That's the Job Creators Network. Join the team today. Check out this amazing, amazing opportunity at joinjcn.com today. All right. Wuhan, we're allowed to talk about it now. Zuckerberg says it's okay, but there are those who knew from the beginning what the likely scenario was. And one of them was the former chief of staff of the National Security Council under President Trump, now president of the Center for Security Policy, former CIA analyst Fred Flights. Welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorky, great to be here.
So, Fred, tell us the story about what really happened. We were told for a year and a half, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a kook, you're crazy if you connect the only level 4 biodefense lab in communist China in Wuhan to the coronavirus. Now we're allowed to talk about it. What happened under the Trump administration, and what is the professional opinion of a former chief of staff of the National Security Council on Biden's 90-day intelligence study of the Wuhan leak?
Well, it's an important question to ask right now, because there was a huge amount of evidence in 2020 that the leak, this virus had to come out of that lab. It's a bi-level 4 lab. There were experimentation going on to make these viruses more lethal through something called chain of function research. And the possibility that this did not come from this lab, and given the crackdown and the cover-up by China, there was certainly a huge amount of smoke. And you could say, as the evidence mounted, that the chances that it didn't come from this lab were actually fairly low. But it was clear that there was a concerted effort by the left, by the news media, and the intelligence community to not let this get out.
This is the most disturbing element. You wrote a piece for our good buddies at Newsmax. We're going to post it now on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook pages. This isn't just the legacy media. This isn't just political holdovers. You talk about the role of the ombudsman and the politicization of this issue amongst intelligence professionals, Fred.
Well, look. Everyone wants to say the intelligence community says something, it's infallible, it must be right. But the fact is, you and I know, said that intelligence is politicized all the time. They didn't come out with an honest assessment last year because they wanted to hurt Trump, just like the news media. And now Biden wants a 90-day assessment on the origins of the virus, as if the intelligence community could not have already determined that. What they want to do is come up with an assessment that will again be ambiguous, that Biden can hide behind to say that we just don't know where it came from.
So what do we do? Let's posit that this isn't the first time. We know under the Obama administration with the Iran deal, the JCPOA, there was a massive politicization of elements of the CIA that were basically there to gift wrapped that JCPOA Iran deal. If Donald Trump comes back into office, if somebody else who has a real desire to clean the swamp is back in the White House, is there a modality, is there a way forward to get rid of this perversion of intelligence to fit political mores?
There is, and I've discussed this with the president. There has to be a massive house cleaning of our intelligence agencies, a streamlining, bringing in outside experts, maybe firing the entire seventh floor of the CIA, not to politicize analysis, but to get politics out of it, to get analysts to call them like they see them, and to stop pushing political agendas. I regret the CIA has not been cleaned out since Bill Casey. And the levels of corruption and politicization are very deep I think we can fight it, but it's going to be quite a battle, and we're going to have to move a lot of people into these agencies to fix this.
And when you hear the man who currently bears, we're talking to Fred Flights of the Center for Security Policy, former chief of staff of the National Security Council of the Trump administration. When you hear the man who bears the title President of the United States say last week that the primary threat we face as a nation isn't ISIS, isn't Al-Qaeda, it's white supremacy. Your reaction, Fred?
He said that, and he also said the primary threat we have is climate change, and that the chief, Joint Chiefs of Staff told him that.
Yes.
Well, you know, President Trump is right. If they told him that, they should be fired.
Yeah.
They should be fired. The primary security threat to our country is China. And if Biden doesn't understand this, Lord help us.
So when you look at the level of corruption across the intelligence community, it's not just the CIA, is it, Fred?
No, it's with the Office of Director of National Intelligence, which should be shut down. It is a huge...
Oh, interesting. Okay, so the ODNI, this umbrella, this highest security national intelligence officer, an office above all of our intelligence agencies, created after September the 11th. Your recommendation, Fred Flights, is get rid of it?
I've been urging that for a number of years. I was on the House Intelligence Committee, too, and I saw after it was created the legions of new intelligence officials duplicating existing functions who would come in there. All it has done is made the intelligence agencies more risk-averse and complicated and bureaucratic. Let's get rid of it.
Small is beautiful. If you look at the origins of the intelligence community, even before we had, it's crazy to think we didn't even have a CIA until 1947 and the National Security Act that created the NSC, the CIA. Before that, we had the OSS. It was small. It was nimble. It got things done. There's a lot to be said for small is beautiful. And there is a bloated bureaucracy across the multiplicity of agencies that have intelligence mandates in this nation. You're right, Fred. It's time for a cleanup. And I think I know the man who could do it. Follow him at Fred Flights. That's F-L-E-I-T-Z. We're posting his Newsmax article right now. Biden's 90-day intelligence study of coronavirus origins is a farce. Nice title. Your calls, special guests, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. I shared with our allies that I'll convey to President Putin that I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but that we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities. And we will not fail to defend the transatlantic alliance or stand up for democratic values. As allies, we also affirmed our continued support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. We agreed to keep consulting closely.
You're going to stand up for democracy, and you're going to stand up for the territorial integrity of Ukraine. What, by sending them socks? and blankets again like you did when Obama reacted to the invasion of that sovereign nation. We just started our segment with the live remarks by Biden, the man who bears the title of president, and Brussels at the NATO headquarters speaking at the summit. So telling, so incredibly telling. If you're watching this on TV, if you've got it muted, he has a massive pin on the right lapel. It looks like it is the summit pin for NATO. And on the left, I can't think I've ever seen a smaller American flag. Is there a special, I'm a liberal, I want a really small American lapel pin shop? And of course, the global institution, the regional institution, the international organization gets a bigger pin, and America's the little itty-bitty one. On Flag Day, that's who sleepy, creepy, Beijing Biden is. If anything significant comes out of it, if he mentions what his second favorite ice cream flavor is, we will report it to you here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. We've got a full call board. Oh, my gosh. JR, Don, Stephen, Russell, Alex. Where are the ladies? We'll get to your calls momentarily. But it is the last day of the Angel Tree campaign to help children who are vulnerable, who've lost a mother or father to the prison system here in America. There's millions of them, and we want to get as many as possible to a safe Christian summer camp this summer. The camps are open again, and it's $200 per child. What a blessing. What an amazing thing you'd be doing. They're already suffering. They feel the guilt, the shame, through no fault of their own. 70% of these children will end up in prison themselves unless we help. Will you help break the cycle? Will you be that person? You could literally be saving a life. Go to sebgorka.com, make a donation today for any amount, but $1,000 is 5 kids, $200 is 1 kid, $20 is enough if we can just club it all together. Make a donation, whatever you can afford. Today's the last day. Let's do it for the children. Call 888-206-2794 with your donation. That's 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner. God bless every single one of you who's donating. Let's go to your calls. It's Monday. First man on the line, on the plate. It's JR, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, God bless you, Dr. G, for playing Paul Harvey.
Isn't he so good? He just, when you hear that voice, you just sit back and you listen.
I've been listening to Paul Harvey for 20 years, and I miss him, but you have the same amount of wisdom that he has, and that's what makes your show so wonderful. And I don't say that lightly.
That's very kind of you, JR. That's super kind. Thank you.
Well, so here's why I called. I have a lot of family members and friends that live in Oklahoma and Texas, and the Keystone Pipeline shutdown is what everybody hears. But what they don't know is two other pipelines have been shut down, and these families are being destroyed while Biden, who I actually don't think he's president, green lights the Russians.
Yes.
To do a pipeline.
Yes. Right. He's going to be the tough guy talking to Putin when Donald Trump greenlit the targeting of more than 200 Russian mercenaries in Syria, who he killed, and Biden drops the sanctions against the Russian pipeline and Nord Stream. Who's in the pocket of the Kremlin, JR?
That would be Mr. Biden.
Unbelievable.
Or maybe his son.
You got it. You nailed it. It is sleepy creepy Biden by way of his son. $3 million from the wife of the former disgraced mayor of Moscow, and his daddy bears the title of president. It's an outrage. God bless you, JR. More of your calls later. Thank you for your kind comments. Now more than ever, my friends, it's vital to support companies and organizations that can help you when things get really tough. The one that I trust for my survival supplies is Patriot Supply. Patriot Supply right now has a special offer when you can get a month worth of food that will last you 25 years with $50 off. I trust them. I use them. Check out today the special offer at preparewithgorka.com. They have 40,000 four and five star reviews. They've been in the business for 12 years. When food prices explode, when it's not just gas stations that have lines, but the grocery stores run out of food and the shelves are empty, you and your family will be prepared. Do it today. Get $50 off your 1 month supply. Go to preparewithgorka.com. That's preparewithgorka.com. Now's the time to get ready, not when the stuff hits the fan.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Well, he didn't talk for a very long time. He's already taking questions. What's up with Joe Biden, the man who bears the title of President of the United States? He's at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Very short comments, and now he's fielding questions. I wonder if they have been pre-screened by his handlers. Let's talk about the media coverage of the G7 of NATO and the U.S.-Russia summit with the man who is behind one of the most reliable sources of information out there, JustTheNews.com, the author of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties, our good friend John Solomon. John Solomon, happy Monday!
It's good to be with you.
So let me ask you a comparative media question. So I've been doing a lot of stuff on the summits. I've been on British media several times this weekend, 7 a.m. this morning as well. And they are like a razor. They are getting to the fact that, you know, Boris had to remind Biden that he'd already introduced the South African premier. They talked about the absurdity of elbow bumping each other when one of them's had COVID, the other one's been vaccinated. I don't see that kind of incisive coverage of any of the summits by the legacy media. What's going on, John?
Yeah, listen, they're giving kid gloves to Joe Biden's first trip, and it's been had a lot of problems, right? You mentioned the South African introduction, which had already been done. That was a little embarrassing. But during his press conference yesterday, three times he referred to the wrong country. He meant to say Syria, and instead he said Libya. Listen, if we're making a bombing decision, you want to make sure you know what country you're talking about. The foreign press really see what the American press is trying to cover up, which is Joe Biden has a hard time on the world stage. He is having a hard time keeping his facts, his script, his speaking discipline. Now, this has been something that's gone on for years. But when you're the leader of the free world, not the vice president or just a senator, it becomes more magnified, and our allies can see on so many things. You know, it's interesting to me, not only on Joe Biden, but our allies. I've been talking to foreigners a lot in the press and even world leaders. They also are wondering what's going on in your schools. You're turning out Americans that hate America. What's going on with this critical race theory? The foreign press is looking at the American press saying, what's going on?
They are. And it's we played that audio cut. It's not just getting the names of the countries that are wrong repeatedly. He even halfway through he had to stop himself and say, I better not give away my negotiating points with Russia. I mean, that's not a function of stammering. The mainstream media has said that his problem is stammering. Mixing countries up or giving away your game plan, what has that got to do with stammering, John?
It doesn't. Listen, both Kamala Harris, who went on her first foreign trip, and Joe Biden have had very bumpy introductions.
Yes.
On the world stage. And at a time when everyone is looking to American leadership for certainty, for certitude, for determination, with all the crises of the world. We don't look that certain. We look giggly. We look fumbling. He's about to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, one of the most high-stakes meetings you could possibly have, and he goes into it without an A-game. I wonder if Vladimir Putin doesn't bring him a map or a globe to keep him straight on Syria and Libya. I mean, just think of the propaganda that Putin has at his disposal for that meeting if he wants to embarrass the president. It's just been a rough time. Listen, I'm sure he'll come around. We always want our president to succeed when he's overseas because he's representing all of us.
Yes.
But as an honest broker of facts, it's been a bumpy trip, and Kamala Harris's trip was even bumpier.
Could be shades of that Lavrov-Hillary meeting when she gave him the plastic reset button that was actually translated overcharge. There could be elements of that on Wednesday. We're talking to John Solomon, founder, editor-in-chief of justthenews.com. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports, author of Fallout. John, another memory hold item, something that has disappeared, is the coverage of the ongoing election audits in multiple states of the nation. If somebody else were president, if a Republican were president, don't you think the audits would be covered 24/7 by the legacy media?
They should be, because this is about more than Republicans and Democrats, conservatives or liberal. It's more than even about the 2020 election. This is about, in the modern era, with absentee ballots and digital hacking and all the things that complicate the greatest right we have in America to vote. It is, are we prepared? Are we doing it right? Is every vote counting? Is every lawful vote counting? Is cheating easy or hard? These audits are beginning to bring out some very, very significant troubling concerns about the state of our election officials to administer elections. And I think that everyone should be concerned about that. This isn't a partisan issue. This is an American issue. And I predict that in the next 10 days, next 20 days, Georgia is going to become a much more important state in terms of audits. We're going to learn some early things about the Georgia audit, and it's going to have us not only scratching our heads, it's going to be having us say, you know what, we got to do a deeper dive in more states. If it went on in Georgia, it probably went in other places. Fulton County, that's the place to keep your eye on.
It's going to be big talking to people who are on the ground right now today in Georgia. There are indications that is going to be a huge story. We'll share some of the details we have already here on America First. Last thing, you're always delivering. You promised it last week. You brought it with multiple stories about Hunter Biden. Is it true you are planning something for this week as well, John?
Yeah, we continue to find documents in a new section of the hard drive that wasn't readily apparent to people that they possessed emails and documents. And I think tomorrow morning, my good colleague, Seamus Bruner, who joined me on the book that we wrote, Fallout, will be writing on Vanessa Carey and an effort by Hunter Biden and his Burisma buddies in Ukraine to drag her into their mess while her father, of course, was the Secretary of State. I think it'll be a very interesting read. Nobody was off limits when it came to Hunter Biden.
Nobody and nothing, because I've seen those photographs. Nothing was off limits.
Oh, yeah.
He is John Solomon, the co-author with Seamus Brenner of Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Follow him at J. Solomon Reports. And bookmark justthenews.com. They are changing the way that information, that reports are being delivered the way they should be and the way they used to be. Thank you, John. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Now, more than ever, my friends, it is vital to support companies and organizations that share your conservative values, like Patriot Mobile, who do and will always share your values. Cellular service is not just about connecting people. It's about supporting conservative organizations that you support every other day, such as veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support the First and Second Amendment and the sanctity of life, and so much more. They have a U.S.-based team that is rated incredibly high for customer service and plans to fit all budgets. And it's easy, so easy to switch, and you can keep your old number. Save and support for every dollar you spend with them. They support the causes you believe in, and they have the same cell phone tower presence, so you get the same dependable nationwide wireless coverage. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka today to get your savings and to support the causes that you believe in. Don't go with a company that funds the opposite of what you believe in. That's just not smart. 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And also the great Mike Lindell and his MyPillow, the pillow that just gives me a good night's sleep. When I lay my head on it, I know I'm not going to wake up with a crick in my neck, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. And he's a conservative and he's a patriot. Support this man. He's got more than 100 incredible products at MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 66% off. Call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Back to your call, Stephen, somewhere in California. Line two.
Hello, Sebastian Gorka. I was calling, really, that when Representative Green gets on the line, that you ask her about these anti-Semitism and anti-Jew marks that she's made. The last time you had her on, you didn't ask her those questions.
I did. You missed it. I did. I've had her on several times, and the first time I had her, and I challenged her on them, and she provided her answer. But I can do it again, or you could call in, Stephen. So call in. She'll be in studio momentarily. Don in Los Angeles, line three.
Dr. G.
Hey.
Happy Flag Day to you,
sir. Happy Flag Day.
And, you know, I'm proudly displaying, I just got my Don't Tread on Me flag from Heritage Foundation.
Nice. Excellent. Where have you put out your Gadsden flag?
Right in my window. So it faces the street constantly. So I have to keep taking it up or putting it down.
And you know what? I might have to get one myself. I might have to get one for my house. You've inspired me, Don.
Well, right back at you. You're the one who inspires us, so we gotta keep turbocharging each other. But you know, I almost forgot to ask: did you ever get a chance to see Red River?
I haven't. I've been going away every weekend, so no TV, no electronics. But when we stay home this weekend, we will be home, and I'm going to have to watch it this time, Don. I'm writing it down again right now.
Oh, great! Good news. Oh, you know, real quick, I was just noticing, I was thinking, you know, in the days of Kings and Thrones, when somebody, like in the Bard's Hamlet, takes control of the throne illegitimately, they call him a usurper or
yes.
a pretender. And I was thinking that'd be a great title for Mr. Biden, this pretender-in-chief.
That is, Don, you've brought it again. You've brought it again. The pretender-in-chief. The usurper. And don't forget, in our founding document, remember that probably the best word in it, the usurpations. The usurpations.
Oh, yes.
We are witnessing right now. Don, genius, I will be using it with your permission, with full credit. He is the pretender. He is the pretender in chief, and he is usurping those powers because, guys, hold on to your hats. What's happening in Georgia? What's happening in Arizona? It's getting really hot and spicy. And that's why those liberal TV hosts, they're losing their minds. The truth, to quote the Bard, will out. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio.